inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Unless you're a year-round indoor gardener of some sort, pretty much the gardening season is over and done with, at least outdoors. We've already had the first frost and first snow of the season, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So I think we should probably be putting our tools away, right?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Now, I wouldn't be that hasty.
Really?
I do have still carrots and beets in the ground outdoors, and parsnips, too. Parsnips will stay there all winter long. The carrots and beets, I'll watch the weather, because I don't want them to freeze hard in the ground. But otherwise, the flavor of those is just getting better, along with kale that we can still, again, last year I ate kale from the garden all winter long. So we can, there's some of these things we can really push the season. I still have lettuce and Swiss chard I'm eating from the garden too. So that's great, but I'm kind of a different gardener than most, I suppose, too. So most folks should be doing their garden cleanup, getting rid of the old wilted past harvest plants, and then fixing up the soil, making compost, using compost which may have been, if you've got a pile, maybe the compost isn't finished, beautiful, broken down, nice brown, crumbly stuff. But you can take that and mix it into the garden beds. Dig a trench down the middle of garden boxes. Put that compost in there. Get down to the beaches. Get some seaweed. Mix that into the soil, too. And then the soil microorganisms and the worms will be working on all of that stuff over the winter. And then you can come back in the springtime, hopefully pull your plastic off those beds that I'm assuming that you put on as soon as you did your cleanup work, and get right to planting.
So all that stuff that we clean out from our gardens, everything from vegetables and flowers and everything else, we can just all dump all of that into the compost bin?
Well, there's some cautions there. First, potato vines, generally, we don't. I mean, maybe the gardeners are confident that they've got nice, clean potato vines, that no diseases and other assorted things. But considering how much potatoes we grow around here, how well they do, we kind of avoid putting them in my compost. I don't want to be transferring. Potato scab is one disease that if you've got scab, you don't want to keep adding it to it, because then you're bringing it back into the garden. It isn't killed in the composting process. The roots of cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, plants, if you had radishes or turnips, particularly if they're infested with root maggots, we really don't want those going in the compost, because then the little maggots will complete their life cycles in the compost pile, and then again you'll be bringing them back to the garden. So better if we can take that material and burn it or send it off to the dump and get it out of the garden, get it away from here.
And what happens if you're a little bit too hasty with some of the other stuff and you probably missed a batch of slug eggs? Are they going to break down in the compost bin?
No, not at all. Same issue there. So, yeah, I mean, as we're doing cleanup work, you turn something over, or right along the inside edges of garden boxes is a favorite place where they lay their eggs very often. So if you're out there, just, you know, squish them as you go if you find them. They aren't going to die in the compost unless you can make some hot compost. If you go down to one of the horse barns and actually get some, something like a pickup load of horse manure, if you can make hot compost, it'll kill most anything. I mean, my neighbor will bring me a couple of dump truck loads. It'll hit 150 degrees in 2 days. That pretty much takes care of most of the pests that we might have. But on a smaller scale in a backyard compost system, it's difficult to get it to heat up. So we're looking at slow rotting, essentially, which still makes good compost, but just takes longer. So this is, again, we can mix in all that leftover stuff that we have in the garden, fall leaves from maples and other stored stuff. It's even better if you've got a lawnmower and, say, mow across the leaves, shred them up a bit to put that in the compost. Or, again, that can be used as mulch, too, around other plants, around the raspberry patches, and along with the seaweed I mentioned about getting down on the beaches for. That's what I use around my raspberries, blackberries. They go around strawberry plants. They can go in the perennial beds around the plants after we've cut down the the tall perennials as they're turning yellow or dying down, and get rid of all of that stuff. So the cleaner we can make it, that really helps. And then a little bit of protection, perhaps even getting some spruce boughs or hemlock boughs for the perennial garden to, again, to protect it a bit, to slow the freezing, thawing action of our probably lots of freezing, thawing action we're going to have this winter.
And finally, before we go, we probably should pay some attention to our fruit trees.
Fruit trees and other trees that, you know, we had that surprising 8 inches of, well, I had 8 inches of snow. Other folks didn't have that much. But I've gotten calls from folks who did have lots of sticky snow on branches with all those leaves on them. So if we watch, some of those have, there's some broken branches out there that should be trimmed and pruned. And otherwise, if we get another snow sometime in the near future, there's still, I'm looking out my window at lots of leaves on the trees still. We want to get out there and gently knock the snow off those trees as long as they still have leaves and try to protect them from more branch breaking.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next spring.
All right, very good, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk. A regular feature during the spring, summer, and early fall here on Morning Edition.